Tonight's podcast has been influenced by William Lee Golden. Not sponsored, influenced. William Lee said he got tired of negativity and he decided he would get together with his friends, with his family, and do some music. Well, I got tired of negativity and decided I'd join you and play some music. Only this time, Valentine's Day related. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you, by the way. I have a lot of songs lined up for this edition. Some you've heard before, some maybe you haven't. And I'll throw, as I said, some of my own in too. But it's all about love tonight here on the New Directions podcast. The songs will be love songs, and we'll get them all underway on the other side of this very break.
Hi, folks. I'm William Lee Golden. If you ever wondered what was behind the beard, now you can find out, as I tell all in my new autobiography. I grew up in the cotton fields of South Alabama, but I dreamed of being at the top of the gospel music charts, and those dreams came true. Then I dreamed that the Oak Ridge Boys could make it in country music, and we did. My 50 years with the Oaks have been quite a ride, and it's all in my book. You can get your deluxe hardcover copy on Amazon or at WilliamLeeGoldenBook.com. And at WilliamLeeGoldenBook.com, you can also get an autographed copy. I'd love to sign one just for you. And I hope you enjoy reading about my life as much as I've enjoyed living it.
In this day and age, we need it now more than ever. John, take it away.
Six foot six, he stood on the ground. He weighed 235 pounds. Saw that giant of a man brought down to his knees by love. He was the kind of a man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up. I saw him crying like a little whippet because of love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, never let you down, take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Most men are like me, they struggle in doubt. They trouble their minds day in and day out. Busy with living to worry about a little thing like love. But when I see a mother's tenderness as she holds a young close to her breast, then I thank God that the world's been blessed with a thing called love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, never let you down, take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Yeah, and here's that woman that I love, ladies and gentlemen, June Carter.
Legends both ways, for sure. Johnny with June joining him. A thing called love. Let's go to the mountains. Here's Dierks Bentley. Just a second here. There we go. Let's try this again. Let's go to the man that knew how to sing a very, very good love song. Just a second. I went the wrong direction. Let's go back here. This is Glen Campbell. The song just basically has one theme. It is, what would I ever do to win a lady like you? As soon as we get through a commercial here, just a second. One more second and we are now done. Okay. Here's Glenn.
Did I ever do to win a lady like you?
Mr. Glenn Campbell, with A Lady Like You. I remembered how to play this particular song soon after we lost Charlie Pride in 2020. And I hate the fact that it came at the time that it did, but at the same time, this is still a favorite, my favorite overall song of his. It's a good love song for this show. Here he is in another 15 seconds or so, just a second. Hang on. Just a second here. It will be there, I promise you. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It is by Country Charlie Pride. The song is called You're My Jamaica. Ladies and gentlemen, I miss that voice. He provided a lot of smiles to a lot of people for many years. Charlie Pride right there with You're My Jamaica. I had learned this song, and I don't know whether I had ever done this on a podcast or not. If I hadn't, this is the first time. If I had, it's a repeat, but I love the song anyway. And it's about what we ought to have anyway, and that's love. if there were only time for love. If all you had to do each day was wake up and go out to play and shake the hand of all the world, especially every boy and girl. And if the only tears you shed was tears of joy upon your bed and made the seed of your love grow, when flowers for the world to know. And if the world would do the same, life could have a brand new name, one we've all been dreaming of. If there were only time for love. Chord. Let us move on to some of my favorite non-country stars. Steve Perry and Journey had a song out called Open Arms. Let's hear it now. Hold on here just a minute.
Diabetes can affect anyone.
Just a second here. I have another one that's going to, another video coming a little later from them, Martina McBride as well, and the Oak Ridge Boys are going to be with me as well. Now that we got all that straightened out, here's Journey.
So sincere.
We'll close out this segment with our first time around from William Lee and the Goldens. Their take on You Are My Sunshine. Take a moment here. Whenever you're ready, guys. A little buffering action. Well, okay, we'll make it a trip double play then. Let's move to Faithfully. Here again is Journey. Sorry, a little break in the action here.
The season's changed.
Just a second. We'll get it done. Just a moment. We're experiencing technical difficulties, which have been taken care of right now.
Save it the road and no place to start a family.
We'll be back with more of this Valentine edition of the New Directions podcast right after this. When you look for places to eat, specifically fast food, you find yourself trying to decide between, for instance, hamburgers, chicken sandwiches, steak sandwiches, subs, for kind of a sub actually, and a few other odds and ends in between. What if I told you that there was a place that you can get almost all of what I just mentioned? Well, guess what, my friends? There is a place. This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions Podcast here to tell you about Texas Tom's. This place has everything and everything big. They have cheeseburgers. They have Italian sausage. They have steak sandwiches. They have chicken sandwiches. I think I might have even seen fish, but I don't know. They have a lot of different sides, such as okra, mushrooms, my personal favorite, onion rings, that's just to name three. I had never eaten there before recently, and I'm coming on right now to recommend it highly. When you're in the neighborhood of a place like this, I hope that you're preparing to stop. Every possible thing that you could want is at Texas Tom's. The hamburgers, the chili dogs even. I forgot to mention the chili dogs. Chicken sandwiches, you name it. It's all there. And if you leave that place hungry, that is on you. Stop at Texas Tom's near you, and my friends, you will be very, very glad that you did. Perhaps when you first learned how to sing, this particular song, seemed to be the one you learned first. Well, Chris Golden has released his own version of that along with the family group. Here are Chris, William Lee, and the rest of the Goldens to get our second segment started with You Are My Sunshine. Shattered all my dreams. I first met Chris in 2004 in Hutchinson, Kansas, and he very definitely has a lot of talent. We're going to do a Toby Keith, or rather a William Lee Golden and Golden's double play. I've been curious to hear how this song sounds. Let's start with it. The old Hank Lachlan classic, Send Me the Pillow That You Dream On. That's a very nice remake. The Goldens, Send Me the Pillow That You Dream On. I had never had the pleasure of singing live with the Oak Ridge Boys, but I'm going to try to maybe imagine myself a little bit doing it here. There's a song that I've been a fan of for a very long time. It's the song Back Home Again by John Denver. John Denver, however, was a tenor and sang a lot of high notes. I was kind of in trouble at that point. But the Oak Ridge Boys, on the other hand, released a CD a few years back with this title song on it, Back Home Again. They sang it in the key I like to sing it in the best. So, with that in mind, we're going to sing it together here. The Oaks and yours truly, Back Home Again. There's a storm across the valley, clouds are rolling in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulders. There's a truck out on the four lane, a mile or more away. winding of his wheels just makes it colder. He's an hour away from riding on your prayers up in the sky. 10 days on the road are barely gone. There's a fire softly burning, supper on the stove. There's the light in your eyes that makes me warm. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Take it, William Lee.
There's all the news to tell you, how you spend your time. What's the latest thing the neighbors say? And your mother called last Friday. Sunshine made her cry. You felt the baby blues just yesterday.
Hey, it's good to be back home again.
Yes, it is.
Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Hey, it's good to be back home again.
All the time I can lay this tired old body down. Feel your fingers feather soft upon me. Kisses. That living with you brings me.
It's the sweetest thing I know of, just spending time with you. The little things that make my house a home. Like the fire softly burning, supper on the stove, light in your eyes that makes me warm. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Hey, it's good to be back home again.
Hold on.
Home again, you know it is.
Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. And hey, it's good to be back home again. I said, hey, it's good to be back home again.
One way to make it happen. Rusty Golden took the word Valentine a few years ago. And hold on just a second here. As I was saying, Rusty Golden took the word Valentine, and he did this on Facebook a few years back, and turned it into the perhaps most popular Bible verse of all time. You're invited to go to Rusty's Facebook page to see it, but the verse was this. Good old John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That verse, the quintessential verse of love. My favorite, of course, these three remain, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. For an example of it, here are the Oaks, and I think the Gaither Vocal Band joined them for this one, too. Loving God, loving each other. I beg your pardon, it's the Gaithers only. Hold on here.
Making you
we're keeping the story alive, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the case for future generations as well. I have never put this song on this particular kind of a show, but I'm going to this time because listen for the second verse of this. You're going to hear somebody else singing it, and I'll tell you who that somebody else is at the end of this song, which needs no introduction. Joe? The man who sang the second verse on Elvira was the man who replaced Joe, Ben James. I've heard a little bit of his singing. I played a little bit on a past edition of this show. And I'm hoping to maybe possibly feature him a little more exclusively on a future edition of this show. I want to, before we end this segment, come up with a story that I think we should hear about. It has to do with friendship. So give me just a second here. I'm going to get it up on my screen right quick. Just a second. I'm almost there, I think. I'm on my New Directions podcast Facebook page. Facebook.com/RKC70 is how you'll find it. Just a moment here. Good night. I must have doubled it at some point. Well, anyway, I'll tell that just a second. I do not have it. Dang it. Well, Joe has had leg disorders, which is why he's no longer touring with the Oaks. He told a story one time about him being at a motel room and wasn't able to walk. And Dwayne was med dashing all the way up to where he was, and he was able to carry him. Now, Dwayne is 80 years old, Joe's 75. But Dwayne said to Joe, "You do that for me, I know." That, my friends, is what you call friendships. Coming with you, coming to help when nobody asked. And Ben James, best wishes to you as you take Joe's place. They're coming to a theater near you. One more song to close things on this podcast. We'll get to that next. He's performed with his friends for over 50 years. But that's not the only group he performs for. He has a family, and a very big one at that. And they're coming, guys. William Lee Golden is bringing his three sons, a few grandchildren, and an all-star band to a concert venue near you. They're not just country. They're not just rock and roll. They're not just gospel either. They do it all. And they do it all very, very well. So follow the Hillbilly Highway and find the Goldens coming to a theater near you. Next time on the podcast, it'll be an update and commentate show. Update on a story that I've been following and give you what I think will probably end up being my final story about this. And some comments about where I am on my ministry journey, too. We'll talk about both of them next time right here on the podcast. On my own behalf, here on the New Directions podcast, I want to wish every single person, be you man or woman listening, a happy Valentine's Day. And I hope it's been a special one where you could share it with those that you love. On that note, that's going to wind things up for this edition of the New Directions podcast, the Valentine's Day edition. Thank you for being with us, as always. See you next time. And for the final song, nothing more appropriate than Martina McBride. Show me how to